What if you could edit how your AI agent behaves just by changing a text file? You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 253. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boone. Today we're diving into natural language agent harnesses, research that could totally change how we build and share agent control logic.
This one caught my eye because it tackles something every agent builder hits. Your control logic gets buried in runtime-specific code that's impossible to port or even study properly.
Right, so walk me through what they mean by harness engineering, because that sounds very inside baseball.
Think of it like the scaffolding around your agent. It's not the core AI model, but all the logic that decides when to call tools, how to handle errors, what to do with outputs. Right now, that's all hard-coded into whatever framework you picked.
So if I build an agent in Crew AI, that control logic is totally different from AutoGPT or LangGraph.
Exactly. And the researchers are saying, what if we could express that high-level behavior in natural language instead of code?
Okay, but how do you actually execute natural language? That sounds like magic.
That's where their intelligent harness runtime comes in. It's basically a shared execution engine that reads these natural language harnesses and translates them into actual agent behavior through what they call explicit contracts.
Boone, break down how this architecture actually works. I'm picturing some kind of interpreter, but for English sentences?
More sophisticated than that, the IHR has three key pieces. Explicit contracts that define what operations are available, durable artifacts that persist state between runs, and lightweight adapters that connect to different environments.
So the natural language harness says something like, when the user asks for code, check the repository first, then generate, then test, and the runtime figures out how to actually do those steps?
Right, but it's more structured. The paper shows these harnesses can specify complex control flow, error handling, even conditional logic, all in readable English that non-programmers could actually edit.
Hold on, that's huge from a product angle. Right now, if I want to tweak how my customer service agent behaves, I need to modify code. With this, I could literally edit a text file.
And they tested this across coding benchmarks and computer use tasks. The operational viability experiments show these natural language harnesses can match the performance of hard-coded ones.
What about the migration path? Because I'm thinking about teams who already have agents in production.
They actually studied code-to-text harness migration, taking existing controller code and converting it to natural language harnesses. The results suggest it's not just possible, but the converted versions are often clearer about intent.
I'm seeing a whole new market here, Boone. Imagine agent harness libraries where people share and remix behavior patterns, like NPM for agent control logic.
That's what gets me excited about the portability aspect. These harnesses become scientific objects you can study, compare, and improve systematically instead of being trapped in framework-specific code.
But let's be real, is this actually production-ready, or are we looking at research that's 3 years from shipping?
The paper shows controlled evaluations across real benchmarks, not toy problems. The fact that they're getting comparable performance suggests the runtime is pretty solid.
I'm giving this a solid A-. The portability problem is real, the solution is elegant, and I can see actual product teams using this.
Agreed. This feels like one of those papers where the idea is so obviously useful that someone's going to build it into a startup within 6 months.
What should our listeners go try this weekend?
First, grab the paper and look at their example harnesses. See how they express complex agent behavior in natural language. Second, if you're building agents, map out your current control logic and see what it would look like as an NLAH.
And third, start thinking about portable agent configurations. Even if you're not using their exact system, the principle of externalizing control logic is something you can apply today.
I'm definitely adding build a simple harness interpreter to my weekend project list. This could be the foundation for so many agent tools.
The future where agent behavior is as editable as a config file just got a lot closer. We'll be watching to see who ships this first.